ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Better this is placed here rather than, I mean, you could also put it there or there, but it's best to put it like that. Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, chapter 16, text 4. Dambho darpo bhimanascha
Dambho darpo bhimanascha
Krodhah parusham evacha
Krodhah parusham evacha
Agnanam cha bhijatasya
Agnanam cha bhijatasya
Partha sampadamasurim Dambho darpo bhimanascha
Dambho darpo bhimanascha
Krodha parushamevacha
Krodha parushamevacha
Agnanam cha bhijatasya
Agnanam cha bhijatasya
Partha sampadamasurim verse translation. Pride, arrogance, conceit, anger, harshness, and ignorance, these qualities belong to those of demoniac nature, O son of Pritha. It's probably using the same words, is it? For pride, what word is given? Dambha. Another word. Dambha, dambha. Darpa is a less common word, but that's also... You use that in Telugu? Abhimana is very common, but it has different connotations. Here it means... Actually, all these words, dambha, darpa, abhiman, they're all very similar in their meanings. And krodha must be there in Telugu. Parusha is not a common word in North Indian language. Is it there? No, that means Paurusha means manliness. This is Parusha, means harshness. Yeah, exactly. Hmm? No, Paurusham means manliness. You say in Telugu? Oh, I don't know in North Indian. I never heard that in North Indian. So practically you can understand the Agyana is... Understood. Practically, you can understand the verse even without knowing Sanskrit. Abhijatasya parta sampada. Yeah, it's a bit different. The general usage of sampad is different in modern languages. Asura. People know from what movies and TV. The asuras, is it? But it's not used in common language, no. Used for movies and TV for things like Mahabharata, like that. Mm. So, purport. In this verse, the royal road to hell is described. Royal road. That in itself we could... This could be discussed why Srila Prabhupada uses the word royal. The demoniac want to make a show of religion and advancement in spiritual science, although they do not follow the principles. They are always arrogant or proud in possessing some type of education or so much wealth. They desire to be worshipped by others and demand respectability, although they do not command respect. Over trifles, they become very angry and speak harshly, not gently. They do not know what should be done and what should not be done. They do everything whimsically according to their own desire, and they do not recognize any authority. These demoniac qualities are taken on by them from the beginning of their bodies in the wombs of their mothers, and as they grow, they manifest all these inauspicious qualities. Yeah, in this chapter, Lord Krishna describes the divine and demoniac natures, particularly at length the demoniac nature. Yeah. When you hear this description, we hope that you think, I don't want to be like that. Someone may think, I want to be like that. Someone who's a demon may think like that. Actually, everyone in this material world is here because of a demoniac spirit. Icha dvesha samuthena dvandva mohena bharata sarva bhutani sammoham sarga yanti parantapa. Previously in the Gita, Krishna says that everyone comes into this material world being impelled by material desire and dvesha. So these words, they also come in Telugu, I'm sure. Icha, dvesha. Material desire. Dvesh means a spirit of disliking others and wishing harm for them, even without any reason. It's an attitude of nastiness. And dvandva mohena, being deluded by illusory considerations of good and bad, right and wrong, pleasure and pain, desirable and undesirable. So in this world, people are born in this way. However, as Krishna will explain in the next verse, there are also people who are born of the divine nature. That means, well, there may be very few who are born in this world who are pure devotees from the very outset. Arjuna is one of them. Mashucha sampadam daivim abhijato si pandava. Krishna tells Arjuna in the next verse, don't worry, I'm not talking about you being a demon. I'm not accusing you. You're born with the godly qualities, Krishna tells Arjuna. So some may be like that. And then there are others who, although in this material world, which means demoniac, they're trying to be pious, trying to be good, trying to come toward Krishna. Bahunam janmanam ante gyanavan vang prapadyate. After many births, someone who's actually in knowledge surrenders to Krishna. That means they're trying over many lives to become purified of the demoniac nature. So such people, they can be called divine in their outlook because they're trying to be purified. They may not be pure devotees, but they're trying to become purified. That dvandva moha, the duality of delusion, that is often described in the Ahammameti. Ato griha kshetra sutapti vitaya janasya moho yam ahammameti. This term often comes in Shastra, in Srimad Bhagavatam and elsewhere. Thinking in terms of me and mine, my home, my country, my family, my community, my money. And then we think, this is not my community. Just like here, there was so much agitation, Telangana versus Andhra Pradesh, that was going on. So we are, what would you call that, Telanganites or something like that. And they're Andhra, so we don't like them. So this is all this dvesh comes out of thinking in terms of I, me and mine. And it all comes down to the idea that I want to enjoy this material world. And who are my friends? Those who help me in enjoying this material world. Who are my enemies? Those who are competitors in trying to enjoy this material world. So it all comes down to forgetfulness of Krishna. Ultimately, a devotee or a divine person is a devotee of Krishna. And a demoniac person is a non-devotee. This here we'll find in the sixth verse of this chapter, Dvau bhuta sargaye lok sargo lokesmin daiva asura eva cha. Krishna says there are two kinds of persons in this world, the divine and the demoniac. And this verse, this line is also quoted in the Padma Purana with a different second line to that which appears here in Bhagavad Gita. The second line there is that Vishnu bhakta smito daiva asuras tadvipariyaha. Those who are devotees of Vishnu, they are divine, they are godly, and the demons are those who have an opposite nature. So a demon is always thinking in terms of aham mama, me and mine, my pleasure, what I want to get more, this is my property. Whereas the devotee works on the principle of Krishnendriya, with Krishna's senses, they should be satisfied. Krishnate kila cheshta, everything, all endeavors for the satisfaction of Krishna. Atendriya priti vancha tare bale kam, Krishnendriya priti icha dhare premana. The calm, material desire is defined as the desire to satisfy one's own senses. And the desire to satisfy Krishna's senses is called prema. So one who is full of calm, material desire is a demon. And one who is full of desire to serve Krishna, to please Krishna, to please Krishna's senses, is divine. So where are we? We can say, where are we on the scale? I'm 20% demon, 80% devotee. Or it may fluctuate, just like the thermometer goes up and down. Sometimes we feel very devotional. I want to serve Krishna. I want to do everything for Krishna. And sometimes we forget. We become overcome by material desires. And we may fluctuate. But that's expected as long as we're not on the completely pure platform. Therefore, we have the process of sadhana, process of purification. Purification means we undertake a process of purification. It means we understand we're not pure. It means impurities will manifest in our heart, but we have to go on with our sadhana to become purified. We want to become a completely pure devotee. That's the aim. All these children here, they're learning shlokas, how to play madanga, all these things. But the aim they should understand is to become a pure devotee of Krishna. Just like in the Karmi school, they learn so many nonsense things. And the aim is to become a successful materialist. The aim is to make lots of money, one way or another. There are ways of making money which they don't teach in the school at all. By being a gunda or a politician, not much difference. It's a very good career. They don't teach. If you want to make money being a politician, it's a very good career. You don't do any work. You just exploit people and threaten them, and here in this country at least. And then you take bribes and so on. But they don't teach that in the school. Not in the regular schools, anyway. So we're teaching people, not just children, everyone, how to become pure in heart, how to become pure devotee of Krishna. So everything is based on that. Therefore, we should have that goal. We should know that from the very beginning when people come. We should make it clear to them that this is not like a Sai Baba satsang, where people go and sing bhajans, and you think, well, in the Sai Baba satsang they sing bhajans, and here in the Hare Krishna satsang they sing bhajans. So it's all the same. Or in the church they say prayers, and you come here, and also they're doing some similar thing. So it's all the same. And no, it's not the same. Because the aim is different. The aim is, Sai Baba, I'm singing your name, now you give me lots of money. And you solve all my problems. Make me happy in this material world. So even the demigods, they may worship, even the demons, they may worship demigods. Ravana worship Lord Shiva, Hiranyakashipu worship Lord Brahma. So it's not all the same. Even so many people go to Tirupati and they pray to Srinivas Balaji. But our praying and their praying is not the same. Because our aim is to be anyabhilashita shunyam, only desiring to serve Krishna, that's all, nothing else. Our aim is not to get something from Krishna. Even if our aim is Krishna prem, our aim is not that we want Krishna to get something. I mean, it's not the idea of getting something from Krishna, because the whole idea of Krishna prem is that we give ourselves fully to Krishna. That's the definition. So when we say we get prem, it's not like getting a crore of rupees or winning the lottery or getting a visa for America or different things that people pray to the demigods for. It's an attitude. It's not something tangible that we can utilize in an illusory way for our sense gratification. Prem means there's no sense gratification for ourselves. So that should be our aim, and we have to repeat this again and again and again, because the tendency is to, even in devotional life, the tendency may be to revert toward desires for sense gratification. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warns about that when he teaches Rupa Goswami about the bhakti lata, the creeper of devotional service. The seed of that is planted in the heart by Guru and Krishna. One has to water that. Allegorically, one has to water that sprouted, the seed sprouts and then starts to grow. One has to water that with the water of hearing and chanting about Krishna. Shravan kirtan jale kareye se chan. Of course, when it says shravan kirtan, that means all the processes of devotional service. But as Srila Prabhupada states in the preface to the Nectar of Instruction, that advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the performer. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warns that if we're not very careful, we may be watering some weeds. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains in this regard that the anya abhilasha lata, the growth within our hearts of other desires, that may be watered by the apparent process of devotional service. And it may look like the creeper of devotion, but it's not. As Srila Prabhupada describes in this purport here in Bhagavad Gita, the demoniac want to make a show of religion. So it may be that we are apparently devotees, but actually we are cultivating different kinds of desires which don't take us to Krishna. They're demoniac desires. We can be doing everything apparently properly. We can be rising early for Mangal Arati, engaged in devotional service, chanting 16 rounds and all these things. But we can be doing it for the wrong reasons. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warns about this. Different wrong reasons or wrong practices that can or will inhibit the growth of the Bhakti Lata, or may take the shape of the Bhakti Lata. In other words, it may appear that we're engaged in devotional service, but we're not. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warns about the upashakagam, the weeds which can choke the growth of the Bhakti Lata. So he warns, nishidacha, kutinati, jibe hingshan, labha puja prachishta jato upashakagam. He warns about performing activities which are forbidden, diplomatic behavior, kutinati, kutniti. You probably say in Telugu, kutniti, is it? It's the kuti means crooked. And niti means, I don't know if there's any English word, behavior you could say in this context. And jibe hingshan, to be envy. Here the hingshan, hingsa, is similar to the word dvesha. It's the practical manifestation of the nastiness that is within the heart, the bad feeling toward each other. Bad feeling towards someone is practically manifested as hingsa, violence, which can be verbal or behavioral. One can physically beat someone like this. So we can be doing everything right, but for the wrong reasons, and then we don't get the result of doing everything right. It's not necessarily that someone's chanting Hare Krishna and they are becoming purified. It's not because that chanting Hare Krishna, if it's not sincerely in the mood of, oh Krishna, oh energy of Krishna, please engage me in your service. If it's, I'm chanting Hare Krishna to make a show so that people will think I'm a good devotee and I'm getting good money and I'm getting good position and my life is going on happily in this way, then Krishna is not going to accept that as devotional service. If we don't want to be engaged in the service of Krishna, actually, or if we want to engage Krishna in our service, by making a show of devotional service so that we can exploit the position of being a devotee, then we're not going to get the aim of devotional service, which is Krishna prema. Therefore, we are warned that bahujanna kore jodi shoban kirtan prabhuta napai Krishna pade premadhan. We won't get the wealth of love of Krishna even after many lifetimes if we make offenses, if we deliberately make offenses. In the name of performing devotional service, we can, as Prabhupada says here, make a show of religion. Someone may even speak about pure devotion. Yes, we have to be pure devotion. We have to have Krishna praying, but they're talking the language, but they're not actually in their heart desiring that. Even preaching in this movement, preaching is the essence. That's always emphasized. And we generally say, preaching purifies. By preaching to others, we get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we advance in devotional service. So the idea is that preaching will bring out the best in us, but it can also bring out the worst. Especially in India, where people are, or in places where people do have the piety to believe in God and to believe in sadhus and gurus, and then people start looking up to us. And by our preaching, we get a following. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warned, na dhanam, na janam. But by preaching, we get janam, we can get followers. And then we start to enjoy that. If, for instance, someone's giving a lecture on pure devotional service, and afterwards people say, oh, that was a very good lecture, and we feel some pleasure in our heart. Oh, they liked it. Oh, what a nice feeling. Oh, so next time I'll speak more. They liked the way I was speaking very sweetly, so next time I'll speak more sweetly. And then one becomes a performer, not sincere. One is speaking about devotional service, but in a way that will please others so that they will express, oh, you're such a nice speaker. And people will, oh, spoke so well. And then one is living for that praise. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warned, Nishidacha kutinati jibe hinjan lab puja prachishta jata vopashakara. So some of these are very gross. Jiva hingsham, exploiting others, labha, getting money. Now I'm living very comfortably, being a devotee. So, actually I'd like to go out and see the movies and eat some meat, but I can't because I'm a devotee. But anyway, it's better to be a devotee because I'm getting good income. Maybe I can watch the movies on the internet and no one will see. Something like this. But puja and pratishta, these are especially worn by our acharyas. The desire for respect and position. Because it's required that some devotees be teachers, they instruct others, they give guidance to others, but they're supposed to do so from the platform of being the humble servant of Krishna. If one does so thinking that, oh, yes, now these are followers, now they're my disciples, now they're listening to me. Then it becomes, what's the subject of this talk? The dambha, darpa, abhimana. Then one increases one's demoniac propensities of pride, conceit and arrogance, all in the name of devotional service. So devotional service, if it's not executed with a pure intent, then it can bring out, then there may be exploiting of others, or narcissism, which means self-centeredness, or being taking great pleasure in hearing oneself praised, self-promotion, nastiness to others, doing everything so that my own reputation will be increased, holding big programs, and most important, that my picture should be on every invitation and all the posters. Everyone should get to know me. It's all for preaching, Prabhu, because when they see me, they'll think of Krishna, and then they'll become purified. But the whole idea is to promote oneself. I've seen it. It's supposed to be an ISKCON. What is that called? Bhagavat Saptaha. I saw in Surat. Big posters with a picture of the speaker. Huge picture. No picture of Prabhupada. No picture of Krishna. Just the big picture of the speaker promoting himself. So, if we are sincere, preaching will purify us of these anarthas, the demoniac tendencies. Sincere means that we really ado shadha, to have faith. Now, people may think, well, faith, we have to get them to have faith. Ado shadha tata sadhu sangha ata bhajana kriya. So we have to bring them from the platform of faith to the platform of bhajana kriya. So that they're engaged in devotional service. So somehow we have to give them faith in the process of chanting Hare Krishna, worshipping Krishna. But that Shraddha particularly means faith in pure devotional service. We can also, initial faith at least, we can also get people to chant Hare Krishna by promising them Dhanjan Sundari. We say, if you chant Hare Krishna, then all your problems will be solved. You'll live very peacefully in this world. But that means from the very beginning, we're nourishing the kripa of non-devotion, of Anya Abhilasha. So such people, they may spend many years in devotional service and chanting Hare Krishna. They may even become preachers or even famous preachers. But they don't advance in devotional service. The example that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave is of a party, wedding party. Because in Bengal there are so many rivers, you can't imagine in this dry Telangana. There are no major rivers in the whole of Telangana. No, nothing. So many rivers, so the general mode of transport, if people have to go some distance, is by boat. So the example is given that people, if they're going to travel a long distance, just like now, they get on the night train. If you have to go from Hyderabad to Bombay, you go on the night train. So they go in by, and it's hot in the daytime, so they go by boat at night. So wedding party, they had to go to another village for a wedding, and they all got in the boat just at sunset, and soon they fell asleep, and the boatman was rowing all night, and they woke up early in the morning, it was still dark, and they said, oh, we didn't reach any. He said, yeah, we should have reached by now. We should reach soon, the boatman said. I don't know why it's taking so much time. And then the sun comes up and they see they're still in their same village. Oh, what happened? Oh, we forgot to untie the boat. It's still tied up to the peg on the bank of the river. So in the same way, we can be performing devotional service, hearing and chanting, but if we don't release ourselves, if we remain tied to the concept of wanting to enjoy this material world, then we don't go anywhere. That's why this kind of class is required. People say, let's hear some leelas. We like to hear leelas. We can hear many nice stories and some jokes, and then we'll feel happy. But if we don't imbibe and cultivate the mood of giving up enjoying this material world and performing everything only for the service of Krishna, then our apparent advancement in devotional service won't help us. And even hearing the leelas of Krishna may not help us to advance very much. A lot depends on the attitude of the speaker. We find in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam that even though the pastimes of Krishna are told, that philosophy is interspersed, and the commentators, they intersperse commentary and philosophical understanding, and especially Srila Prabhupada in his Krishna book, which is remarkably for the distribution to the public, Krishna's pastimes from the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, but he, at every, practically in every paragraph, he inserts some philosophical understanding. And even the very fact that again and again and again he uses the term the Supreme Personality of Godhead, making it clear who is this Krishna. He's not just an ordinary boy. So if we're not sincere to become purified, then preaching can even nourish our anartas, or the demoniac propensities within ourselves, and therefore someone can actually become worse by preaching. We sometimes see people, they come to devotional service, and in the very beginning they seem very humble and nice, And then later they gradually get some position, they become preacher, and then they become some kind of... we see all these tendencies that they take that position to exploit others and to indulge in their anarthas. Just like I'm told, there's some preacher who in this area, in Hyderabad area, who has so many followers, and he's very fond of having young girls massage his body, which he couldn't do if he was just an ordinary person. As he's a preacher, people think, oh, he's very spiritual. This is all mercy. In ordinary society, you couldn't have young girls do that. Yeah. But you can get away with it, and being a preacher. So in this way, foolish people think that, oh, this is very spiritual. But actually, he's just nourishing his illicit desires in the name of being a devotee. So everything we should do should be on the principle of everything for the satisfaction of Krishna, not for my own satisfaction. Everything should be done for our purification. That's an understood principle for every transcendentalist, even non-devotees. That means there are impersonalists and yogis. But they understand we have to become purified from material desires. Kaena manasa buddhya kevalair indriyairapi yoginam karma kurvanti tyaktva sangam. I wrote it down because I knew I'd forget the last line. Sangam tyaktva atma shuddhi. Yeah, atma shuddhi. They do everything. The yogis, they perform activity in this world with their minds, their bodies, their senses, all for the sake of self-purification. So everything, that means everything a devotee does is for purification. Even talking, walking, sitting, sleeping, everything he does is connected to the quest for purification, how my consciousness can be simply absorbed in how to serve Krishna. But for a materialist, although most materialists are not very philosophical, but everything they do, they're walking, they're talking, they're sitting, they're working, their friendship, their enmity, everything is all based on how I can increase my sense gratification, either gross or subtle. So devotees and non-devotees, they have a completely different outlook. But for someone who is making a show of devotional service, as Srila Prabhupada mentions in this purport, all their bhakti, supposed bhakti, it's all aimed at fulfilling their own material desires, carefully hidden material intentions. They may guide others, but their aim is not actually to benefit that person, but to control them so that person will become dependent on them, will praise them, maybe give them some money. They can talk of bhakti, but they do so as a show for lab, puja, and pratishtha, for monetary gain, respect, getting some position. So that although they may be going through the charad, you know what that means? Abhinay, the drama. Charad means like a drama of devotional service. It's not the same. The flavor is different. And someone who's actually sincerely practicing devotional service, they just by coming in their association for a short time, they can understand this person is not the right thing. They're not doing properly. They talk about bhakti, they may organize some festival, they may encourage people to chant Hare Krishna, may encourage people to get initiated, But their whole aim is to put themselves in the center. They have no actual intention to please Krishna. So we have to be very careful. Srila Prabhupada warned that there are demons in the dress of devotees. We should be very careful not to become a demon in the name of devotional service. And that means we have to associate with pure-hearted devotees, those who actually want to please Krishna and serve Krishna. So much depends on our association. Sadhu Sangha, proper association. Krishna Bhakti Janma Mool Hoi Sadhu Sangha. The very root of devotional life comes about from sadhu sangha, from association with proper devotees. And Krishna bhakti janme teho punar mukhya anga. And even after one has actually come to the platform of devotion, it's still most essential. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us. So keep good association. And be very careful not to be misled by persons who have different kinds of intentions, who don't put Prabhupada in the center, who don't put Krishna in the center, who put themselves in the center. It's quite common in some branches of this society that's supposed to be following Srila Prabhupada, that people put the... No, you have to read, don't read Prabhupada's book, you have to read some of my books or my guru's books. Or so. They put the, as if they themselves or their guru have a better way to present devotional service. Prabhupada's Gita, oh, people, they can't understand. You have to give them something. I'll write something better for bringing people to Krishna consciousness. So this is simply enviousness of Srila Prabhupada and a desire to promote oneself. It may be that people can take to devotional service easier by reading your book than Prabhupada's book, but that book won't bring them to pure devotional service. Why are Prabhupada's books difficult for the people in general? Because in Prabhupada's books, they tell every page, give up material desire, give up material attachments, surrender to Krishna. If we just say, oh, chant Hare Krishna, your life will be happy and nothing more, you can write books like that and many people may follow, but they won't get the actual message. Prabhupada's books are difficult because people are of demoniac propensities and people, Prabhupada gives the message straightforwardly, the message that we need to hear. If we don't hear that, or then we won't get the message, or we won't get the idea of pure devotional service. So if we start off telling people that you should have a good job and a big position and plenty of money, and go on with your bhakti and your career is your devotional service, then people are cultivating material desires. We're encouraging people to cultivate material desires in the name of bhakti. And if later on you say, well, actually, that's not very important, but then the real thing is to surrender to Krishna. But it's already completely enmeshed in their whole way of thinking. So we have to keep good association. The best association we have is with the teachings of Srila Prabhupada. Pure devotional service. Teachings of Srila Prabhupada means the teachings of Krishna. Krishna is the center. Prabhupada never put himself in the center because he's not the center intrinsically. Krishna is the center. Prabhupada pointed us toward Krishna. Therefore, he's a bona fide guru. He didn't point people toward himself, but actually we need to go through Prabhupada to Krishna. So we should study his books and take that association where we find that what is in Bhagavad Gita as it is and what is with these devotees, is it the same or is it something else? If we find devotees talking, acting in a way that is in harmony with the teachings in Prabhupada's books, then we know we're on the right path. And if we find it's different, well, you see, we should don't say this, don't say that, people may not like it, then we know there's something wrong. Of course, it's not that in the beginning we tell everyone everything all at once. But once people start to associate with devotees, it should be made very clear what is the goal of life, to become free of material desires and completely surrender to Krishna. Then they get the right focus. And they may go away. They say, oh, I don't want that. That's too much for me. I'm going back to Sai Baba. So let them go. But not that we try to keep people by any means. They have to know what is Krishna's message. You want to take it or not take it? If you want to be a devotee, you can be a devotee. If you want to be a demon, well, Sai Baba's there and everywhere, the whole material world is there. But we are firmly with Krishna. We are firmly sheltered under the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, in Bhagavad Gita as it is, and these teachings. Hare Krishna. Any question about this, please? Yeah. When we say that Prabhupada gave us the highest goal, are we being proud? It may be proud, but that is pure pride. If we say, I'm very happy to be in Krishna consciousness as Prabhupada gave it, you could say that. Sometimes people think devotees are very proud, but to... But that pride, it's not... That's not harmful pride. If we take it as a measure to show ourselves as being better than others, then that's not good. Our attitude should be that by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the devotees, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, otherwise I'm destined for hell. Not that I'm great, but Krishna is great, Prabhupada is great. I'm lower than the worm in stool, but Krishna has saved me. Yeah.
By that, are we putting down other great Vaishnava acharyas or other sampradayas who might have certain differences with...
Are we putting down other acharyas? Why do you think, why should you think like that? The real acharya is the follower of other acharyas. By saying that we're going through Srila Prabhupada, it doesn't put down others. That's for the glorification of others.
Might still some devotees follow those devotees who intend in activities against the spiritual master or Srila Prabhupada?
Why do they... Why, in spite of being told, do people not follow or go in the opposite way? Well, everyone has a free choice. If they prefer to follow their demoniac propensity, that's up to them. Why? You have to ask them. They'll give some kind of reasoning. Everyone has their reasoning. Even in the Western world, considered the worst person of the recent times is Hitler, particularly for killing so many Jews. So he didn't just say, go kill the Jews, but he gave some reasoning. That's actually good, see, because they're destroying the economy, they're bad people, they smell bad and so many things. So he gave some reasoning to try to show that it's good. So even for the worst things, people, they like to give some reasoning that it's good. samanjasa. Yeah. I brought them to Krishna consciousness, therefore they are my property forever. They are my slaves. I held them so much. Yeah, they may help them so much, but it's all for capturing them. You see, the position of being a guru or spiritual leader, then you dominate others. That position can be misused. The idea that I brought you to Krishna consciousness, therefore, I see this sometimes among my disciples. They think, well, this devotee is mine, and why is Guru Maharaj taking him away and assigning him somewhere else? He's mine for life, forever. Chokudano Diloje Janme Janme Prabhu Se. This kind of attitude. Collecting people, just like people collect money. If people have demonic nature, how can they come to devotional service? By the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they can come. They have to come out of that demoniac nature. But some people are adamant. Even in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when many people took to Krishna consciousness, many didn't. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Navadvip, so many people were criticizing him. So he left, took sannyas, and they came back, and then they said, oh, okay, now we understood. But there were others who were very critical, especially the Mayavadi sannyasis of Varanasi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at the request of some of his devotees, he made some special means to bring them in. Otherwise, for most preachers, it's recommended, just people who are completely demoniac and against Krishna consciousness, don't bother, don't even try. Ishvare tadadhineshu balisheshu dvishachuta prema maitri kripo peksha yah karoti samadhyama. The madhyamadhikari, who is generally the preacher, he should offer his love to Krishna, make friendship with the devotees, be merciful to the innocent and misled, and avoid the envious. So if persons, even after being advised in the proper way again and again, they persist in their bad ways and say, no, I'm right, you're wrong, I'm good, you're not good, then you leave them. What can you do? Not in Bhagavad Gita, in Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah, akama sarva kama va moksha kama udhara dhi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purushamparam. Yeah, it's stated that in whatever condition one's in, one should take to intense devotional service. Yeah, so what's your question? If you follow devotional service, you'll be purified. But note the word tivrena. It means with great intensity. That means that even if one has material desires, if one engages in devotional service with great intensity, one can be purified. But if... So in engaging in devotional service with great intensity means that one becomes... acts in such a way that one doesn't indulge in material desires. For instance, you may have a desire for being massaged by young girls. So you may think that, okay, I'll do it in bhakti, then I'll become purified. But that's not tivra bhakti. Because in Tivra Bhakti, you don't do such things. So you don't become purified. The example is given on a fire, you can pour water on one side and petrol on another. So you're pouring petrol and you think the fire will increase, but if you pour water at the same time, then you'll just get smoke. You won't get a blazing fire. Gyanagni dagda karmana, the blazing fire of clear knowledge burns up all sinful reactions. We won't get a blazing fire if we continue to perform material activities. Okay. This is one of the most misused verses. This akama sarva kamova. The idea that you can go on with sense gratificatory attitude or non-surrendered attitude to Krishna and it's all the same and you'll become purified if you do some chanting. So, Hare Krishna. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.